An iqta was an Islamic practice of tax farming that became common in Muslim Asia during the Buyid dynasty. Iqta has been defined in Nizamul Mulk's Siyasatnama. Administrators of an iqta were known as Mukti or Wali. They collected land revenue and looked after general administration. They were expected to send the collected revenue after deducting collection and administration charges to the treasury. Such an amount to be sent was called fawazil. Theoretically, iqtas were not hereditary by law and had to be confirmed by a higher authority like a sultan or king. Mamluk Sultanate of Delhi. During the rule of Mamluk dynasty in India, Shamsuddin Iltutmish established the iqta system based on Muhammad Ghori's ideas. It was very close to the original form of iqta as its main function was only to collect taxes by muktis or iqtidars in India. They had no other right to the subjects apart from the taxes as long as taxes were paid. The money was used to pay for the landowner's army, which could be called by the sultan at any time. A small part of the money was to be given to the sultan, but the percentage was usually insignificant compared to other expenses. Iqtas were given for exceptional military service or loyalty and were, unlike the original, usually hereditary. Muhammad bin Tughlaq separated the roles of revenue collection and administration. He appointed another officer called Amir to look after the administration. He started paying the soldiers from the central treasury to check corruption. The iqta system was revised by Firoz Shah Tughlaq of the Tughlaq dynasty, having also made the assignments hereditary to please the nobles. Alauddin Khilji stressed on the transfer of iqtidars in order to check their personal interests. He increased the role of bureaucracy in iqtas. Moreover, he appointed Diwan-e-Bazarat to estimate the definite incomes of each iqta. Duties and powers of the iqtidar. He was under the supervision of the central government and carried on orders of the sultan. He enjoyed the same powers in the province as the sultan enjoyed in the empire. He maintained large armies and was required to send the same when asked by the sultan. He maintained order in the territory under his charge and protected the life and property of the people. He appointed soldiers in his army. He collected revenue from the people of his territory. From the revenue thus collected, he administered expenditure on the maintenance of his army, his pay and other administrative expenditure, and deposited the rest in the state treasury. He sent yearly report of his income and expenditure to the center. Restrictions on the iqtidar. The iqtidar did not always enjoy hereditary powers. The sultan could take back iqta from him whenever he pleased. The iqtidar was liable to be transferred from one place to another. He could not engage himself in wars of extension without the prior approval of the sultan. He was required to send a part of the booty to the sultan. The elephants of the members of the royal family captured during wars were to be sent to the sultan. He was not allowed to hold his own court. He could not use a canopy of royal emblem. He could not mint coins in his name. He could not read khutba in his name. During the rule of a weak sultan, the iqtidars were tempted to enjoy more powers. They even kept elephants an exclusive privilege of the sultan. Two categories of iqtas. During the reign of Alauddin, the iqtas were divided into two categories. Iqtas, which had been used under the Delhi Sultans from the very beginning, the territories brought under control by Alauddin Khilji. The Muktis or the Walis, that is the iqtidars of the second category, were given more powers so that the newly acquired territories could be brought about under more effective control. The efficient functioning of an iqta depended on the power of the sultan on the one hand and on the other hand on the capability of the iqtidar. Division of iqtas into units. In due course, the iqtas were divided into smaller units called shiks, parganas and the villages. The head of a shik was called shikdar. Important officials of a pargana were the amil or munsif, the treasurer and the kanungo. If you want to know anything about history, please leave it in the comment box so that we can come back with it. If you have liked the video, please like, share and subscribe. Thank you.